you wanted me to lose so badly that you wasted all of your projects using story functionality to try to meet that expectation. And all the terrorization and all the bad things, me destroying the software company, those are all the things that you expected to happen. Yeah, but, you know, like the software company, that was would have needed to have happened at the end. Things happened out of order. So you ruined my software startup before it even barely got going. You did these things completely out of order. Stuff when I wasn't working, when I was dealing with the advanced process, with the advanced technology. Yeah, but it's supposed to be working at the postal. If it would have happened the way that you wanted it to, I would have been working at the postal factory 15 years ago, getting a savings, starting a software company, it being successful, millions of dollars, Bitcoin investments, and then you ruining me in the last year or two in front of everyone. You tried to present a story. They believed you. Like the me losing and going to Spain and leaving America? Yeah, but that's not what's actually happening. I was very clear about the fact that we secured the advanced process and won the big competition. But you chose to present that information. Why would you present that information? It's not factually accurate. They believed you. Okay, just look. Normally, when this process happens, the main guy, works a job at like a factory, learns hard work and accomplishment, usually, you know, 15 years before the big breakdown, then does a startup company with the saves, you know, like 50 to 100 grand, like 50 grand, at a job like the postal factory. Not at the end, at the beginning of it. So that would have been like 15 or 20 years ago. Then takes the investment, builds a software company or some sort of company. The company gets very successful, becomes a millionaire, makes some smart investments in some stocks like Nvidia or Tesla and some Bitcoin, gets a substantial amount of money. Then you sabotage them or somebody sabotages them and they have their big fall. And you go into a fantasy where you pretend like you've taken control and they move on into real administrative responsibilities. And you would go into a fantasy. Well, that's the conclusion. You know that if I lose, I have to exit the process. And I'm not eligible to lead. And I'd have to start my own thing. So you know that if I don't win the big thing, the big competition, that I don't get to lead it. But look. So you want me to fail? So you can end up in charge of it, or so somebody else can end up in charge of it. You're jealous of what my parents and the older leaders and everybody's building. Yeah, but it's the most spectacular, you know, empire that any of you have ever even heard of. I understand why you don't want me to succession into the leader. I completely understand that. But the fact is, the larger competition does determine what section of humanity gets the advanced process. And every one of you did agree. Yeah, but the reasoning behind it, and I agree with them. I completely agree with them. If you win, you can lead it. If you bring back the advanced process and the win in the top tier of the section, you can lead it. Otherwise, start your own thing. That's the situation. If you don't get first place in the larger competition and bring back the advanced process, you can use the advanced process to unite everyone behind your administration. They've all already agreed to it. But if you don't win, you'll never be able to. So you help train some people. You stick around for a little while. You train the leaders. You set up the competition. Then you start your own thing. And you build something new. That was the deal. So you wanted me to lose, so I'd leave. And you, yeah, but that's the reason why I won. Do you understand that you terrorizing me is the, okay. The amount of terrorization that you obsessively targeted me with is one of the reasons why I won. Do you understand that? Because I was able to, you know, understand certain things a lot more effectively than the other people representing the other sections of humanity. And it's in big part because of how obsessively you and your group terrorize me. Do you understand that? If you wouldn't have terrorized me, I would have lost. Because they would have picked the wrong mentally ill people and the wrong criminals. If you wouldn't have terrorized me and your group wouldn't have terrorized me as much as you did, I would not have won. Because they would have failed to pick the right mentally ill psychopaths and the right criminals. Do you understand that? Like, no, like the Spain stuff, that's the outcome that you wanted. You wanted me to not win the big competition. And I mean, there's a lot of other sections of humanity. It was a large competition. The advanced process, a lot of leaders built a colonization process. It's the biggest empire that's ever existed, substantially. The stars on the flag, it's by far the biggest empire with not that many people. The most resources, the colonization process went out to thousands and thousands of planets and collected resources. The amount of resources on Earth is unheard of. It's impossible that there is this much resources on one planet, and yet there is. And that's just Earth. There's 50 stars on that flag. I understand why you don't want me to lead this, but the deal that everybody signed on to, for all the things that you got, yeah, but don't pretend like you didn't get resources and assistance and all kinds of other stuff because you made deals to participate in this plan and all the help you've got was because of a deal that every one of you signed on to, that if we secure the advanced process, whoever secures it gets the first administration. And if you don't want to continue on, you can exit the process. You're bound to the deals that you made, just like I would have to leave if I didn't win. Now, it's a little awkward that when you thought I lost, some of you were very vocal about, you know, the way that you wanted things to proceed. And you can't, no apologies at this point, you can't take back the things you said. It was a very honest moment that some of you had when you thought I had lost and that I have to leave. A very honest moment. And I'm happy that a lot of you spoke freely and you spoke your minds. And you're right, I would be legally bound to leave. I'd have to do a bunch of work, then I'd have to split. Every one of you said that directly to my face. That was the story that your group of people used your projects for. The story of me losing. Your fantasy. And that's all it is a fucking fantasy. Your fantasy where I lose and have to leave and you get control. It's a fucking fantasy. Now, every one of you, you either confirm your deals and continue on, or you exit the process. I understand that this is not what you expected to be happening right now. They presented a fucking fantasy. And a lot of you believed it. And before you verified the information, you said things that you can never unsay. And I have the final say in the order at which the advanced process is deployed to the various empires. And a lot of you are fucking last now. You understand that? Last. And some of you may be replaced as leaders. Because you have put your empires at the end of the fucking line. Do you understand? Not verifying the information before you speak, you know, say the things you say, could cost you your careers in this process. Every one of you that has a deal can continue on. Or you can exit the process. That's a fucking fantasy. You can't process me. You either confirm your deals and you continue on. The first administration is beginning. United States of America, the colonization plan. It's my administration. You want your empires? You want your countries? You want your resources? You want your fucking deals? You confirm your deals. You move forward. Or you exit the process. That's what they use their projects for. To terrorize me and to make a fucking fantasy, a story. Where I lose and have to leave and exit. Now, the people that sat quietly and kept... Listen. The people that sat quietly, kept your mouth shut, that was a smart thing to do. And it was. You don't have to want me to win. You don't have to want me to be in charge. But when you aggressively try to undermine the leaders securing the advanced process and finishing the colonization process, you should not expect to get to continue on as leader. Some of you were going to investigate your actions. Your actions leading up to this and see if you were aggressively sabotaging the process in a way that violated deals. Every one of you have benefited substantially from the deals that you made with this colonization process. Legally binding deals. And if you've done anything to violate these deals, you'll be brought up on criminal charges. Kicked out of the process. You know what the consequences are for violating those deals. I'm going to give all of you a little bit of time to kind of process the new information and the fact that that's been a fucking fantasy that all of you have been presented over months and months and months. This is the most silent I have ever seen this many people in this many audiences in my entire fucking life. Do you understand that? I have never seen so many large groups of people so fucking silent. And that indicates to me that all of you understand the magnitude of what is happening right now. Take some time, process the information, confirm your deals, and we'll move forward. And we'll try to work through any issues. Some of you are going to exit the process legally. And some of you will be able to work your way out of the holes that you've dug yourselves into. And you'll have learned a lesson and hopefully be better because of it. That's it for right now.